boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Is it a tournament? No, it's not a freaking tournament. A boondoggle's just an event where a bunch of kayak anglers come together for a weekend of fun and kayak fishing. We all get together and fish, check out industry-related products, have a big dinner, and swap a fishing story or two. What's that? Sounds like a useless waste of time? Yeah, it is. So what? So get your butt up off the couch and get to a boondoggle. Bring yourself. Bring your family. Heck, bring your hairy-ass brother-in-law. I don't care. Just get to a boondoggle. Check out yakangler.com/boondoggle for more information.
Give me the flats of dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man!
I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him! You got it! I got him!
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at orcacoolers.com.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com.
Oops. Cut off the yakangler.com spot. Welcome to the Monday Night Kickoff Show. I am your host, Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. Joining me as always, my co-host, sidekick, if you will, Mr. Alan Ryland. How are you, buddy?
What's happening? I am good. Tired.
Good. Yeah. I think tired is a good term to use today, man. It's I don't know. Last couple of days kind of stressful. Yesterday was a little stressful. Fished the IFA event with you and Pepe, and congratulations to our good buddy Wade, the engineer, Mr. Big Trout himself. For taking big trout honors and getting an extra payday for paying the extra $50 angler advantage. That's pretty awesome.
Big time. Congrats.
Yeah. And of course, Wade caught that fish on a Slayer Inc. Bait. I believe it was an SST in white and chartreuse. I think it was a white body with chartreuse tail. So That's pretty awesome. Pepe just called you a wimp.
I saw that. He's wimp number two.
Yeah.
Tough day.
It definitely was, and we'll get to that in just a few minutes. Got a couple of things we definitely want to get to first and foremost. Folks, if you went to the boondoggle over at Cars Park, you may or may not have met Mr. Charlie Polachat. And if you did meet him, then you had the honor of meeting one of the nicest guys I think I've ever had an opportunity to meet. I'm not really sure exactly what all the details were, but apparently Charlie was being a good Samaritan, trying to help out some folks, and at some point was attacked and, I guess, brutally beaten by his attacker. So Charlie is in need of some help with some medical bills. The folks up there in Jacksonville have started a fund for him. I would greatly appreciate it if you can donate whatever you can donate to Charlie's fund. Lord knows that it could happen to any one of us. And, this group that we call the kayak fishing community tends to be pretty tight knit. So let's come together and show our support for one of our brothers who, was senselessly injured during some sort of an altercation. That website is www.giveforward.com. There's a link on just about everybody's Facebook page. It would appear now for the for the fund. So go to Space Coast Kayak Anglers. It's on there. Go to any of the Jacksonville group pages. They're all up on there. So please do your part.
Yeah, a couple people just posted it up in the chat too. So it's on there too.
Cool. Excellent. Well, like I say, if you're listening to the podcast, you're listening to the app, or you're going to listen, like I said, to the podcast later on, do me a favor and just take care of Charlie for us, man. He's a good guy, man, and it's senseless, but we'll keep our fingers crossed and prayers that he makes a full recovery. And yeah, so that's that. We'll definitely be doing our part over here. So what else do we got to get to, Alan? The IFA event, we might as well just jump right into that. It was less than perfect conditions, would you say?
Yeah, slightly. Seems like every tournament we fish or doesn't matter where. I mean, Jacksonville, Thousand Islands, I mean, that wind just follows us around. That definitely was a factor. I know for us, even Saturday, you know, out scouting around, doing a little pre-fishing stuff, it was probably a little better, I'd say. But Sunday, it was definitely, they could have a little more south in it than the southwest on Saturday. So it was tough. But, you know, we saw fish, but they just didn't want to play.
Yeah, well, while we were making our trips back and forth on the flats looking for fish, I was actually happy to find that you guys had found some little tarpon.
Yeah, that was the highlight, I guess.
The highlight of a non... Go ahead.
I said it was hard leaving them. I mean, we had to remember we were fishing a tournament and break away from the fun. Otherwise, I'd have probably stayed there the rest of the day, but hard to pull away from that.
Yeah, well, I saw you guys kind of reappear out of the shoreline there, and I was like, man, I wonder if Pepe brought the Jameson. But
anyway.
I've been holding that one in all weekend. So
no, I figured that was coming. That's all right.
Throw that out there. Pepe's laughing. Anyways, but they were singing Tiptoe Through the Tulips. No, I saw you guys come out, and I talked to Pepe. I kind of slid by. He's like, man, there's tarpon all over this thing. And I was like, really? And so I slid in there. Literally my first cast, I caught a tarpon. It was like, I don't know, maybe 5 pounds. I mean, it was a decent-sized fish, and whatever. And then, like you, I remembered, oh, wait a minute, I paid an entry fee to fish for redfish and trout, not tarpon, so I left. And then took off back up to the north. I went up all the way to Buck Creek. I found some schools of fish up there, got one just under 23-inch redfish, and whatever. That's pretty much the story. I mean, I found another creek, took a look at it, and caught a little snook and two more tarpon, and... Oh, before all that, though, I caught a big sail cat, and I could have sworn it was a redfish until it showed itself, and that sucked. But congratulations to all the winners. Do you happen to have the board up in front of you, Alan?
I can get it in about 2 seconds. I was going to say, too, don't forget when Pepe hit that one little spot before we found them tarp, and he caught like a – I looked over. He was hooked up fighting something, and he held it up. It was probably – gosh, I'd say 20, 22, 23 or bigger snook, and he's complaining because it was a snook. I mean, any other day, you know, regular fishing, gosh, he'd be happy to catch something like that. And he was kind of griping about catching a snook. Part of the tournament. Nice fish.
Well, it's good to see the snooker coming back, man. I'll tell you that much. It's definitely interesting to see how quickly they've started to bounce back. But, you know, with the tarpon and the snook, I've got nothing but snook and tarpon on my mind right now, man. I want to go up there and just bring the buggy whip, the fly rod, and see what we can't do.
Yeah. Heck yeah, that'd be fun. Do some
and
filming.
Do some filming, get some video. Because, I mean, they're so thick, it's stupid, man. I mean, the second place I went to, every cast, I mean, literally, every cast for like 15 casts, the lure would either get, you know, plowed out of the water or you'd hook one. And it would just, you know, shake loose within a second. But the one that one of the ones I landed, as soon as he ate, he came like 3 foot out of the water, and then he tail walked right at me. He jumped up onto the bank, jumped off of the bank, back in the water, shot over, jumped into a mangrove tree, jumped out of the mangrove tree, back into the water, and came right at me, and I landed him. And but that all happened like within like 30 seconds. It was the craziest 30 seconds ever. It would make for some really, really cool video. So I'm going to try and do that, I think, on Wednesday, if I can beat some rain out there or whatever. See if they're there. Just beat feet all the way up to the spot and see what we can't do.
I do have the results up here, too, for the ISA.
Throw them at me, brother.
All right. I will go through. I'll tell you what, I won't go through the whole list. There's like it's all the way down through 20th place. But top honors went to John Chapman, 34.6-inch redfish and a 21.75 trout, overall 56.35 inches. Second place was Cameron Shirlnight, 25.5-inch red, 23.5-inch trout, 49 inches. Do you want all the measurements and everything or just the winners?
Yeah, just go down the line. Just I don't need the measurements.
Yeah, okay. All right. Third place, Kyle Boko. Elizabeth Saylor, fourth place. Fifth place was Jason Broach. Zach Reese, junior angler, I believe, top honors, and seventh place overall in the tournament. He's like, what, maybe 15, 16, if that? Something like that.
Yeah, 16 years old. Let me tell you something about Zach real quick. This kid is, without a doubt, one of the most legit young fishermen that I've seen, except for maybe, well, not even, you can't put him there yet. He only placed in one tournament. But Micah, of course, Drew's son, is the real deal. But Zach is definitely, without a doubt, an up-and-comer, man. And the kid has got some serious passion. He came by the shop today. Incredibly humble about his seventh place finish and his top junior angler honors. Got two checks that day too, man.
Yeah. Yep. Angler advantage. And then just real quick, just to finish it up, of course, you talked about it. Wade, I guess, Calvin being his middle name or first name, whatever. He's listed as Calvin Hollowell. Of course, he got big trout, 25.5 inches. And big redfish, God, it was a big one. Scott Bonner, 43 inches. Yeah. The only reason that didn't put him higher in the standings, I guess apparently he did not catch a measurable trout. But if he would have busted a trout, that would have definitely catapulted him towards the top. But that's cool. And I know you got your measurable redfish that you entered too. So at least you got on the board. It's more than I can say for a couple of us. But you know what? It was fun, though. Good time.
Yeah, no, it was a great time, man, and it's always fun to fish with you guys, and the camaraderie, I think, is what fuels me to even want to fish any tournaments. And of course, the big release was that they're going to be doing the Adventure Fishing World Championships again next year, February.
Yeah.
So really looking forward to that event. If folks, listen, if you didn't get a chance to fish that tournament, and even if you don't like to fish tournaments, I challenge everyone listening to the show to do their best to try and get out and fish it. Because I'll tell you what, when you complete that, you will really, really feel like you have accomplished
something.
Yeah, you've accomplished something serious, because you will at one point feel like you want to kill yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I hired a personal. I got a personal trainer I hired today, so I'm in training for it. I'm gonna start now. Conditional.
Nice.
Not really.
Yeah. No, that's cool. So yeah, but anyways, make your way down there. It's gonna be in February. I'm not real sure of the date yet. It's like right after the February boondoggle, like the week after or something like that. I'm hoping it's gonna be in the same place. Everglades City down there, but whatever. So, but no, IFA guys, they did a great job. There's some rule changes coming for those of you that are slightly hesitant to fish some of the IFA events because of the lack of I guess, rules in some cases. I heard a lot of people bickering and kind of complaining about issues, and I saw some folks from Charleston, South Carolina were kind of, you know, grumbling about the fact that people were able to drive to different states to fish and everything else. So we'll see. You know, I hope they do some things to bring in some more people. It'd be nice to see the top place prize money go up a little bit next year. Not that $1,500 is anything to sneeze at, but, you know, it would be nice.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm doing it.
Cool. Well, we got a couple callers on the line, man. Let's get to some people real quick. Let's bring Mr. Rob DeVore on the line real quick. What's up, brother?
Oh, no. What do you want to bring me on for? No, I'm kidding. Yeah, hey, dude, I'm psyched about the AFWC, bro. You know me, everybody that knows me, I'm a terrible angler. But I don't fish tournaments, but I absolutely love that event. So that's totally awesome. Hopefully I could, like, be on the film crew this time or something.
Very cool.
I was giving somebody, you know, time to speak up and say something. I didn't want to walk over anybody. No, yeah, dude, I'm telling you, it was last year's was just incredibly awesome. And to see the guys in the Mariners running around pedaling their butts off with cameras on their shoulders, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I really think that after last year and all the stories and people watching the video and stuff, I really think that tournament's probably going to be hard pressed to find to get a spot. So get in there early.
Yeah,
when they open up registration.
Woody said he's going to cut it back this year. He said he's going to, not cut it back, but he said he's going to put a cap on it. So you definitely, as soon as registration opens up, you got to jump on it. Speaking of registration for tournaments that are going to sell out, if you guys have not seen the intro to the Bahamas kayak fishing tournament, our good friend Joe came on the show not too long ago. That all rhymed. That was awesome. He runs the extreme kayak fishing.
Extreme kayak fishing, yeah.
Right, thank you. They're putting together a Bahamas kayak fishing tournament. This tournament will consist of 2 days of fishing, offshore species and reef species. If you want to get in the reef species category, it's a separate entry fee. It's only like $20 to get into that. So for your snappers and groupers or whatever. The other ones are going to be your dolphin, your wahoo, your tunas, amberjacks, whatever. But anyhow, it's like $560 thereabouts is the package price. That includes your ferry trip over to the Bahamas. That includes your room and board at the resort. That includes your entry fee. It also includes a dinner, I believe, or maybe two, and beer. I saw beer, so that spiked my interest right there. And there was something. Oh, and yeah, it's just a return trip, whatever. So for $560, you can basically go over to the Bahamas, fish a tournament. Even if you don't care about the tournament, you just want to go to the Bahamas and fish out of your kayak. Take this opportunity to do so on a very inexpensive trip. And, man, it's going to be interesting. The ocean fishing in the Bahamas, if you've never done it, is ridiculous. The guys, Jim Van Pelt and those guys that went over there to kind of do the little tester, if you will, to see what it was all about, said they barely paddled a mile off the beach, and they were in like 600 foot of water. And the first drop a guy made with a vertical jig, he hooked a wahoo. So, the fishing over there can be absolutely incredible. There's only, I think, 60-something spots available for that tournament. So if you want to get involved in it, you better jump on it now. Man, there's a lot of really cool stuff coming up, man. We got the Boondoggle coming up in October. We've got
ICAST.
You know, ICAST. Yeah, ICAST. I'm excited about ICAST. We'll get to that a little bit later, but because I got a little product review to give you. It's only one day in the making, but regardless. So what else is going on, Rob?
Nothing, man. Just, I went fishing yesterday and, I mean, we got rained on three times and 20-mile-an-hour winds out of the southwest. It was not a fun day at all. And Keith got to try out his always popular and always innovative his on his Slayer. He has, you know, the wheel on the hull there, and he decided he was done paddling against the wind, and we still had about a half mile to go to the launch. Well, he just pulls over, yanks his boat out of the water, and starts rolling it down the sidewalk, you know, to the you know, because it's like right next to there is a bunch of, it's like a running bike, you know, cycling type sidewalk thing that goes for a couple of miles there. So he thinks he's going to be smart and get out of the water, and so he doesn't have to paddle against the wind. Well, you know, he pulled it about 100 feet on the wheel, and he was done lugging his big old, you know, 75-pound Slayer around. And he's flagging me down. You got to come and help me get this thing, man. So that was funny. As far as fishing goes, I caught as in one, dink trout. I don't really count that. And Tina was out, too. She didn't get out too often. But we got a couple of dozen shrimp that she was throwing around, and she was having fun catching pinfish and lizard fish and baby sharks and stuff like that. So I think she had a big redfish, but lost it at the side of the boat.
Nice.
But other than that, though, it was just it was like being in a washing machine and, you know, getting out after it and real choppy. Not a good day. But it's better than just sitting home in front of the TV, man.
This is true.
There you go.
This is awesome. Well, I know you're going to come over to our coast on the 20th of July, right?
Yeah, bro. I'm stoked. That's going to be fun. And got to get done shooting Mike's movie.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, man.
If you want to say some kind words about Mike on camera, go to the event.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'm looking forward to it. And I don't know what boat I'll be in. I don't think I've taken a pro angler down the little econ, but we'll figure it out.
Is that where it is? That's not, no, it's not there, is it?
You talking about the low sodium deal?
No. We're on the 20th. Is the kayak angler's deal?
That's a Harry Good's Outdoor Shop, right? So we're going to be going into the creek.
What, Turkey Creek or Crane Creek?
I don't know.
Crane Creek. Yeah, it's Crane Creek.
That creek.
Yeah, it's like right next door to Harry Good's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right behind it. Yep.
Bring your mullet head.
I've heard a lot of good things about it, but I've never been there, so I can't say one way or another. But we last time I was over there, we were at Turkey Creek, and that was very, very nice there, very interesting.
Yeah. There you go. So, no, it'll be cool, man. Low sodium's on the 14th, I see. Oh, dang, that sucks. Yeah, because I think that's a day or two after I get back from Vegas, so I'm going to have to do some serious family time. I'll be gone for almost the entire week.
Don't worry about taking a pro angler there, man. Listen, when we were in Alabama, Bob Bramblett and Van Pelt there were They were taking pro anglers, and they were going down like class 1, class 2 rapids in them. Okay, you can make it.
Yeah. Well, all right. We'll see. Cool. Well. yeah. We'll work it out. We'll figure it out. My only dilemma is that if I should have the drive gear in and hit a tree that's submerged I don't see or whatever and bend a shaft and I don't want to have to paddle that thing. So, you know, that's maybe I'll do it in like a Revo or something like that. Cool. Dead air.
I'm telling you, it's not that hard. If you can just pull your drive up and your rudder up, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I could do that. No problem. Anyway, cool. Well, hang on the line, Rob. I'm gonna jump over here and pick up Dustin. Dustin's been on hold with us for about 27 minutes, so.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm just rattling on about nothing, man.
No, no worries, brother. No, it's all good. It's all good stuff. Dustin, what's going on, brother? Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio.
Not much, y'all. Just been on hold, thought about ordering a pizza while I was waiting.
Make sure
How y'all
you
doing
get,
today, y'all?
Doing good, man. Make sure you get chicken and bacon on that pizza.
Oh, man, no, bro. Just give me a pepperoni and Canadian bacon. I'm good to go.
Sweet. What's going on in the world of you today?
Well, Friday I had a went to the doctor about a little health scare and thought I might have had something pretty serious. Turns out all I've got is two hyperextended knees and irritable bowel syndrome. And I got to have my pretty little girlfriend hold me down, screaming and hollering while I got injected with a needle. That's always the best way to have a date. Me and needles, we don't gel too well, partner.
I gotcha, apparently. Yeah, it wasn't a first date, was it?
Oh, no. It's actually 10 months we've been dating now, something like that.
Crazy.
I can't even keep track.
That's a good woman.
Yeah, she was very good. She actually didn't, like, yell at me or anything, so I'm pretty thankful for that. But Saturday, to celebrate my good fortune, I decided to go out to Grand Isle with Stephen Roberts of the Finn Addicts Fly Fishing Club of Houma, Louisiana. We didn't do too good. He lost, like, one flounder at the boat. He was trying to get a sheep's head to eat a Charlie. And me, I was just having crap luck. You know, nothing hitting the Clouser, nothing hitting the Charlie. I got rained on. I got to learn just how good the speed on the Hobie Outback is. I also got to learn just how much it sucks when your Mirage Drive gets caught on an oyster reef.
Yes, it does suck.
Oof. Oh, yeah, especially when you got, like, 20-mile-an-hour winds and just driving rain. I thought I was going to end up drowning like a turkey with its mouth open. But I meant to go out today. Went into work at like 6 in the morning, and they told us, oh, we don't have any work, so you're free to go home. I was like, well, shoot, I'm going to go fishing. Went down to Pointe-Chan Wildlife Reserve, just a little bit south of Houma. I went there at like the very end of the rising tide, and, I mean, the fish were on the move. I managed to hook up within 20 minutes of being out. I managed to hook up on a nice little 13-inch trout. And for the rest of the day, it was just slow. I managed one 14-inch redfish. I missed a hook set on, like, 6 different fish. Got aggravated with that and headed in before I had a heat stroke. This heat, bro, is intense.
You ain't got to tell us about it.
What's the water conditions like down there? I know Louisiana tends to be dirty almost all year round, but I mean, is the fishing still been pretty good?
Oh, shoot, man. They call this a sportsman's paradise for a reason. I mean, your water clarity doesn't matter as much as say, your tides and your wind. If you got like a west wind going on, you might as well just stay home. But if you've got like a south wind, or even a north wind on occasion, you're A-okay. It's just, for some reason, I guess that west wind blows in the water from the Atchafalaya River, and that water's just, it's a little bit fresh, it's a little bit dirty, and just, it doesn't do any good for the fishing. But mostly what you got to worry about is tides. If you've got a falling tide or a rising tide, you know, you're good to go as long as you got moving water. And
nice.
We've got a pretty good, pardon me?
I just said nice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we call it the sportsman's paradise for a reason. You can't go wrong fishing down here. We've got guys that are catching, you know, huge limits of trout and reds every day at some part of the state. And y'all know how liberal our limits are, so you get 5 guys going out, that's 125 trout, you know, easy. Not even counting all the throwbacks and everything. So our numbers are doing A-okay. Our conditions are going A-okay. I'm noticing, like, not as much trash and litter on the water. And it's just been A-okay, man. I mean, I wouldn't want to fish anywhere else except maybe down there in y'all's neck of the woods, but that's just because I want a tarpon, something fierce.
Dude, let me tell you something. If you had a couple of days to drive down here, if you didn't care what size tarpon that would be, there are 5 to 10 pound tarpon literally everywhere. And I don't know if you heard when I was talking about it, I jumped in one spot. I jumped 10 tarp and landed 2. In literally in like 15 casts.
Shoot, I might have to talk to Allie about taking a trip down there. She's been wanting to take a road trip for a while. I got some vacation time. You think maybe Kayaks by Bo could set us up with a pro angler for her?
We could try. I could see where Chris Flores is at for the weekend. If he's not in town, then yeah, she could borrow his.
Shoot, I'll take anything. Like, she can use my Outback. She's a little bit of a bigger girl, so she needs a little something, you know, a little bit something wider than me. You give me a P-Rod or a canoe and I'm A-okay as long as I get just one little bit of a fight with a tarpon. That's like my bucket list fish right there.
Yeah, well, like I said, you can ask Alan here. They're thick, and they're not hesitant to hit any lures, are they, Alan?
No, heck no. I was going to say, that one little spot we went to, I mean, I couldn't even get my bail clicked over as soon as that little, I was throwing a little new trout colored SST, Slayering SST, and it would hit the water before I could get my bail locked. They were jumping on it. I mean, they were just crashing bait. That's how we found them. They were just chasing little minnows around. So they were on fire yesterday. So we could have stayed there all day and caught them. It was fun.
That was during the IFA tournament, huh?
Yeah, fishing the IFA.
Oh man, that's gotta suck when, you know, you're catching amazing fish, but it doesn't count, you know, for the purse or nothing.
Go ahead.
We kind of knew it, man. Like, I looked back up, I saw this creek, and I looked way back in the back of the creek, and I could see something what I thought was a trout tail, just barely pop out of the water. So I sneaked over there, threw a cast, caught a snook, and then my very next cast was like a 5.5-pound tarpon. And I didn't want to leave. I was just like, the hell with the tournament. I'm catching snook and tarpon.
I wish my first IFA had gone better than that. I fished the one out of Empire. I think it was like the last weekend of May or something. I mean, it was – you couldn't ask for worse conditions. We had steady west wind for like 3 or 4 days. It kicked up between 15 to 20 sustained. And this was right before I'd gotten my Outback, and I was still using my Wilderness Systems Ride 11.5. And I mean, paddling in that wind, I ended up hurting my back so bad I had to take a day off from work. And after that, I was like, I'm done paddling. I need to pedal. And I tell you, for anyone interested in getting the Outback, you know, you can't ask for a faster boat other than maybe the Revo. But even then, you know, with the Outback, you've got all the speed you want. You've got all the maneuverability you want. And I'll be honest, the only thing I want to change is to get that sailing rudder. Because with that, you know, you could turn on a dime like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, just be careful. Be careful when you do that. If you've got a full head of steam and you use that rudder too quick, man, I know like 2 or 3 people that have almost turned that boat over doing that.
Yeah, I don't want to be like old Casey Bruning, Mr. Turtle Man down here, and end up becoming all famous for falling out of a kayak.
What? You got a Turtle Man too?
I don't know if y'all met in that at the Adventure World Fishing Tournament. Casey Bruning from Russ's fishing team.
Yeah. Cool guy.
Yeah, we call him the Turtle Man. He's a little famous around here for being one of the few guys to fall out of a pro angler.
Oh, man, that hurts.
I was fishing the same tournament that he was fishing that day when it happened, and he came in all covered in mud and all. I'm like, dude, what happened? He's like, oh, I took a spill in my Outback. You know, sorry, his pro angler. You know, didn't think too much of it. Next thing you know, he's like going as viral as old Isaac out there with Chompy the Shark. I'm like, wow, I know a celebrity. I feel special.
That's awesome, man. Well, listen, are you planning on fishing this weekend coming?
Depending on my work and everything, I might. I know 4th of July, family time and everything. If I get out this weekend, though, I'll call in Monday with a report and a little bit more of a review on that Outback. I got a few other things I want to do to monitor, and I'll let you guys know. And next time I'm down in Florida, Chuck, I'll be letting you know. Maybe we keep on some tarpon or something.
Absolutely, man. I'd be more than happy to take you. Hey, listen, hang on the line for me for a second. We're going to get your information. We're going to send you out a Orca Cooler prize pack, all right?
I think it just had a heart attack. Thank you.
Well, don't get too excited. It's not a, it's not an actual cooler. It's a bunch of swag from Orca Coolers. So, but yeah, it'll get you.
Swag is swag, man.
I got you, brother. All right, man. Well, hang on the line. Alan's going to take care of your information there for me. All right.
All right. Thanks, man. Y'all take care.
Thanks for calling in. Cool. From Dustin in Louisiana to the man with the golden voice, Mr. Greg Becker. How are you, sir?
Well, that's quite a shift. I'm not sure I can follow that act, but I'll do the best I can.
Oh, man. What's the word? Did you get out and do any fishing this weekend?
No, I did not. And I'll, if you don't mind, I'll come back to that in one second. I hope Mr. DeVore is still listening, because I need to take issue with something he said that I know not to be true, and that he shouldn't put out there when it's not true. Mr. DeVore said that he's not a good angler. Everybody knows that. I take exception to that. I happen to think that Rob is a fine angler, does a great job, get out there, fishes in his environment, does really well, and is willing to share that with other folks who are willing to listen. So don't run yourself down, bro. You do a great job. With that,
thank you, Mr. Becker. It's okay, though. I'm not, like, you know, I know I'm not the world's best angler or anything like that. So it's okay. And no offense.
Well, being the world's best angler is way too much pressure from what I hear anyway. So isn't that right, Chuck?
Listen, I've never claimed to be the best angler ever. I promise you. I am the last person that should ever have that title. But, no, Rob, you know what's funny about Rob? And I'm glad you brought that up, Mr. Becker. Thanks a lot, buddy. Rob's the guy that goes out and he'll catch a solid trout, or he'll go out and catch a couple redfish and doesn't get all excited about it, doesn't post it all over everything. And, like, I'm watching the Boondoggle video not too long ago, because I'm in it and I like to watch it, whatever. Call me conceited or whatever. I thought it was awesome. So I'm watching a Boondoggle video again, and Rob's holding up this trout that's got to be close to a 20-inch trout. He's like, that is a Boondoggle trout. I don't know anybody the entire Boondoggle in that crummy weather that caught a 20-inch trout. So kudos to you, bro. That's awesome.
Thanks, man. There was one even bigger right before that one, but I lost it, like, when I was getting up to the boat, and it came off, and it was big, man. That one there, that Boondoggle trout that was in the movie, that was a 22. It was 22.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could kind of tell by the size of his head in comparison to your hands that he was a good fish.
Yeah. It was a nice one, but I had an even better one before that, man.
Yeah.
I was happy. See, dude, I was happy. That was the only day I fished at the Boondoggle, and I caught two nice trout, and I was happy. You know,
that
was great.
There you go. I would have loved to have had that trout this past weekend. It would have put me in the money. Mr. Becker, what else is going on, man? What's happening?
Well, last weekend the plan was for tarpon in the Gulf, but Saturday morning we awoke to winds 15 to 19 from the southwest and the south-southwest. It was pushing 2 to 3 foot white-capping swells up onto the beach, and discretion being the better part of valor, I decided not to. I take a sand bath trying to get onto the water. And then, the fun of dealing with that kind of wave action that's out there in the Gulf, it can be challenging enough, especially in a less stable, faster boat that's not as wide as some of the others. But the idea of being pulled around in that by 150-pound fish appealed to me on an intellectual level, but on a practical level, I was just too scared, so we decided not to get out. And apparently a lot of other folks made the same decision. Nobody was out that weekend. And it looks like, unfortunately, a lot of us made plans to fish, you know, 4, 5, 6, and 7 with the 4th coming up then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it looks like that wind pattern is going to continue. The blow is just going to continue right on through the weekend over here, which, oddly enough, blows. So we'll have to see if maybe after the wind settles down a little bit, we might get one more push of fish up the beach. Get out there and give it one more shot this year before they settle in for the summer.
Well, good luck, man. I hope it turns out good for you. I hope it works out. The wind will finally die down and you get to get out there and put a big old 100-pounder in your lap or something.
Yeah, that's what I got to – I still got to do that. That is on the list. So. Looking forward to it.
Good.
Aside from that, we were going to try and get out into the backwaters a little bit, but wound up doing a Tampa Bay Rays game on Sunday instead. So that worked out fine, too.
Nice. Nice little family time on that one.
Absolutely.
That's great, man. There's no better way to spend your time. Well, you know, our good friend Alex over here with Local Line Charters is setting up a mothership deal with his skiff where he can take people out just outside of Port Canaveral up into the Canaveral Bight area for those big tarpon, too, on kayaks. So, you know, if all else fails, maybe one day you'll make a trip over here to the East Coast. We see if we can't get it done if it doesn't work out over there.
Yeah, well, actually, I heard about that. I wasn't sure if I was talking to Alex or maybe it was you who mentioned it in the past, but there was a concept of doing, you know, bi-coastal tarpon on the same weekend and doing kind of like a little project trip or try to grab one over here and then dip over and grab one over there or vice versa. So
yeah,
that'd be an interesting piece.
That would be awesome. That would be a cool little deal. Yeah, it'd be a cool little write-up, and it'd be awesome for a video too. You know, catch a tarpon in the Gulf on Saturday, catch a tarpon in the Atlantic on Sunday. That'd be cool.
Yep.
Very cool. Well, my man, if you don't mind, hang on for just a second.
I'm gonna jump. You got a lot of stuff to get done. I'll just stay in listen mode.
I appreciate it, man. And from Mr. Becker, we're gonna go to the man, the myth, the legend himself.
Yeah, not to cut you off, he wants a quick intro here.
Oh, hang on. Go ahead.
Okay.
He wanted
us to let him know when we're putting him on. He's got the assembly line going there at the house / Slayer shop tonight. So he wants to
handle
talk
that?
What's that?
You gonna handle the thing, or is he listening to the show?
Yeah.
Does he need like?
Yeah. I don't think he's listening in, but now what he wants to talk about. You know, some people may not know that they're
contest,
running
the
picture contest, photo contest. There's a email link to email a picture. The fish has to have a Slayer ink bait and, you know, hopefully hook or jig head in the mouth visible and doing a contest for a medium action TFO tactical rod with a Shimano 3000 CI4. Sweet, sweet combo. So he'll post up the pictures in an album. Everybody pretty much just goes on there, just like the pictures. And I think it's August 1st is when they'll decide the winner, but he wants to come on and talk about it, so he is ready.
That's all I like to call pimp music right there. That's for Mr. Chris Sensi. What's going on, brother?
That's funny, man. I was getting ready to go, whoa, what's that music? I was like, that's kind of, yeah, that's some cool. Cool music. I keep playing it. I like hearing that. But so what's going on?
Damn.
Hello. Hello. So Alan's there and you're there, huh, Chuck?
Yeah, man. We got some folks on the line, too. We got Rob DeVore on the line and Mr. Greg Becker. Both guys actually use your product as well, man. In fact, Mr. Becker should be receiving his prize pack he won like a week and a half ago from me. What's today? It's going out tomorrow morning. So you should get it. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You should have it Thursday or Friday, and it'll be consisted of nothing but Slayer stuff.
Well, that's good because the mail lady's getting kind of creeped out about the fact that every day when she drives by, I'm sitting out there with my nose pressed up against the mailbox waiting for her to show up. So I know I can give that a rest for a couple of days and wait till then.
Yeah, man. So Chris, man, tell us what's going on. I know you got some. Exciting stuff going on over at Slayer Inc. For those of you that don't know Chris Sensi, he is the owner and proprietor of Slayer Inc. Lures. You know that I use them. You know Alan uses them. They're great baits, man. We catch a lot of fish on them. So tell us what's going on.
What's going on is first, I want to thank you for having me on your show, number one. Number two, or number three and number four, is on an awesome congrats to Wade for catching that big trout, you know. In the IFA, and to Cameron, who is my Florida Pro Redfish Series East Coast partner, for winning Angler of the Year and getting second, and for my buddy Chappie, who won. You know, congrats to all those guys. It was awesome. It was awesome. Chappie stayed down there and fished you guys' water and did good. So congrats to the East Coast guys. The other thing is, yes, we're throwing a picture contest. Basically, Alan pretty much said it all. lure in the mouth. It's got to be our lure, so it really can't be anybody else's jig head in our plastic. So it's got to be like 100%. The rules are up, 100% our lures. Any picture is fine as long as you can see in the mouth. I mean, you don't have to have a face shot of you and the fish, just a picture of the lure in the fish's mouth and a little description of what it was, you know, what color SSC or jig head or weighted hook or FFB or whatever you were using, and submit it to that slayerincphotos@gmail.com, and we'll post it up in the album. You can go to our Facebook page and look at it, and then I guess we're going to – basically, you're done – to simplify this. I know I babble a lot. To simplify this, the last time we'll accept a photo, I think it's the 21st, and that's just because, you know, nobody's going to want to put a photo up 3 days before the contest ends. So the 21st is the last day to submit a photo. Voting goes all the way through the 31st, and then we'll announce a winner on the 1st. And basically they get, like Alan said, a really nice TFO. It's an awesome rod. I mean, it's what I use. That doesn't mean anything. They're just very nice rods. I like them a lot. 7.3 medium tactical series, designed by G. Loomis, Gary Loomis, with a CI4 3000 Shimano. Nice light setup, great for tossing light lures to medium sized stuff, plugs, plastics, whatever.
Cool. And congratulations on your new sled. I just saw that. Saw you got it home and got it all rigged up the way you like it.
That's top secret, man. No, thanks. Yeah, I sold the John boat and basically kind of got a good deal on this boat. And Tyler from Castaway Customs and my buddy Adam Trai up here at All Aluminum Concepts. We did a lot of work to the boat, man. It needed some work. We did a bunch of work to it. It's a 2003 model, and it definitely is going to be put to some skinny water use. And the first trip is hopefully going to be Louisiana next couple of weeks.
And nice.
Get there and try to catch some fish with it. I haven't even really used it yet. It's basically just been getting worked on for the last month. So should be all done by Friday. Should be all done. I'm really stoked and happy to go put it to use. I need to go catch some fish. I've been boatless for a while.
Yeah. You got any water here?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, my bad. You got anything new and exciting coming out from the world of Slayer Inc?
Yes, we do, actually, but I can't talk about it.
Okay, don't talk about it.
Yes, we actually do have something coming out. And yes, it's plastic. I'll say it's plastic and it's new for us, yes. But it probably will not be out till late August, I would say, early September. I'd rather say later than sooner because things in the lure world happen at a very slow pace. So yes, we have something new. People like it. It's not reinventing the wheel. It's a bait that's already out there. It's not a creature bait. That's all I can say. So I got to leave it at where I babble too much and you can give it away.
Hey, real quick, Greg, there in the chat room, Greg 3. Yeah, we got those at Kayaks by Bo, brother. Don't worry about it. You know, I like to represent. So, He's in the chat room saying that one of the shops down in Melbourne doesn't have buttery nipple, doesn't have molting. And I said, well, I got both of those at Kayaks of Us. Come on by. Yeah, well, that's cool, man. I know me and you talked about it a little bit about what you got going on, and it sounds super exciting, man. So as soon as if you need any, I saw Wade there says if you need any samples to test or if you have any samples to test, Wade, I think, is more qualified than I am after this past weekend's performance to put those things to the test and catch some giant trout. So definitely hit them up, man.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna go about this a little different maybe this time, I think, on a new bait when we introduce it, and I will maybe give a few do something to let some people get a few samples. I mean, I shouldn't say Slayer Inc. is its own entity basically, but we, you know, obviously we can't give out all kinds of stuff, but we'll probably do something to give a few samples away for sure. So
cool.
Yeah, and congrats to Wade. That's awesome, man. I know those conditions were tough, and that was some of the toughest conditions. And once again, awesome for him, Cameron, and Chappie to do so well.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, I know Wade.
Go ahead, Alan.
No, I was just going to say Wade was, you know, I think from what he was telling me, within the first 20 minutes of being on the water, throwing that exact bait that he caught that big trout on, He had, what do you say, four or five trout, like mid-20s up to that big 26-inch trout, all on that same bait, I believe. So that is a testament right there in itself. So they work.
The coolest thing about what Wade did is Wade just did the same thing he always does when we go fishing that same spot. You know, I mean, every time that we've ever gone to that flat, Wade always stops at that exact spot and throws and almost always catches the first fish of the day.
That's now known as Wade's Bar.
Yeah, Wade's Bar. Yeah, he's now the mayor of that bar.
Yep. It's got a flag on it.
Flag on it. Nice. So what else is good, man?
What else is good is the support that all you guys give us. Everybody out there that's listening or can hear this, and you and Alan and Pepe and everybody, we deeply appreciate all of it. Wade, everybody, you know, that's awesome. You guys like our baits, you guys use them, you're catching fish with them. That's what makes us very happy. You know, that's the main thing, you know, and this new thing we got is it's going to be another fish catching machine, and it'll catch reds, trout, flounder. You know, pretty much anything inshore, which is what we specialize in. You know, what our business is about. So, what Slayer Inc. is about is everybody. Slayer Inc. isn't one person. Slayer Inc. is Slayer Incorporated. It's everybody slaying a fish. That's why I came up with the name. It's like people go, "Hey, you're the Slayer guy." I'm like, "No. Slayer Inc. is everybody. Slayer Inc. incorporates all the fishermen out there that like to slay the fish." And that's about it, man. I'm really excited about the new bait, and hopefully. The mold guys can get it done. It's been a long way. We've been working on it for a long time. Once again, just like we did the SST we worked on for a year and a half, you know, so this one, it's not, like I said, it's not reinventing a wheel. It's changed a little bit of what's currently out there. It changes up a little bit. So, you know, it should work good. And I mean, I know it works good because we've had it in Louisiana twice and been fishing it here in Jacksonville for a while, but not in the production mold, only in the hand shot, and not out of a production mold, basically, only out of a hand shot, a hand injected mold, one cavity. It's very hard to do and very time consuming, but obviously anything that we're going to put out is going to be tested, and I'll put it to the test. My friends in Louisiana put it to the test. A lot of people put it to the test, local buddies of mine, you know, so me and me, but, you know, we make sure that it's going to do what it's supposed to do before we come out with anything, that's for sure. I think everybody's going to be happy. We're going to have awesome colors. So, that's about it. I'm a rambler. I'm a rambler, Chuck. I keep rambling. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You know what? I'll cut you off, Chris. One thing I got to when Chuck and I were up there for the Jacksonville Classic, I never knew up to that point what goes into the making of a plastic bait in particular. And, you know, you were graciously enough to host us while we were staying up there and kind of give us a little rundown of what the process is behind at least what you guys do with your plastic baits and the amount of time, research, how precise, you know, these aren't just baits that are just, you know, thrown into a little mold and, you know, hot plastic shot in them and done, sell them. I mean, what you do to research and get it perfect, and some of the stuff I know you showed me, you know, you sketched out some stuff on paper and showed me just the element of what goes into making one of your baits was just phenomenal. I mean, you guys just you got it down. I mean, I was just baffled by what you guys go through to get those baits perfect. I mean, if something's not within tenths of a millimeter what you want to be in the bait so it rides true and, you know, doesn't spin and stuff like that. I was in awe about the whole thing. I mean, you guys really, really, really put your research into stuff, which is why they work, I think. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's cool, man. I understand. What's cool is what you guys don't understand.
Get excited.
Me too. When you're talking about soft plastics and you see them in the store, like you go to your local shop, whatever, you look at, you know, Slayer Ink in a bag, and they're like nice and neat, and they're put in a bag all like, you know, real, they look very attractive in the bag, whatever. If you saw how this whole system goes down in Chris's house, and to think that he's, you know, the brand itself is getting as big as it is, to know that each bait is placed in the bag by hand. Each bait is actually, there's a way that you guys put your baits in the bag so they look a certain way. You spray your scent on them a little bit, get them kind of greased up, you know, and seal each bag by yourself. And then the shoebox thing's full of jig heads. And to think that you take the time to put, it's just crazy to see that side of the process. It's nuts, man. And definitely thank you very much for being a more than gracious host to me and Alan when we came up there for the Jack's Classic, man. It was awesome to crash at your pad and see how that all went down.
Yeehaw. I feel like that's very nice. Thank you very much for all the props. I appreciate it. You know what? The business wouldn't be anything if it wasn't for the consumers, and our number one priority is customer service. And like Alan was saying, hydrodynamically designed. I know I sound like I'm babbling probably, but you know what? I'm pretty particular, and we're not a wealthy bunch of people or anything, so everything counts. It's another thing. We try to come out with something. We make sure it's 100% the best we can do it. And we all fish, so it's kind of like, you know, I know what I want, and I know we know what we want it to look like. I mean, I just not want it to look like. Basically, yes, I do. It needs to be aesthetically pleasing to the fish, and the action, and blah 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 blah. Yes, we spend a lot of time on all that stuff, man.
Yes,
the new thing Pepe, I spend a lot of time on. So.
Yeah, Pepe says he wants to order 100 inline spinners.
You know what's so funny? And I never realized, and I will tell you this, that there's not any really strong, beefy inline spinner baits. I mean, you go south of, say, I would say south of, I guess, Daytona, anywhere north of Daytona, where it started, really Palm Coast, south of Palm Coast, you know, it's kind of like the water starts getting cleaner. They'll work, but they don't work as good. Those spinner baits work much better in a tannic, you know, tannic water, North Florida waters, or up all the way to the Carolinas or out west. You know, once you pass the Panhandle area, more in Louisiana, you know, Mississippi, the spinner baits work a lot better. Basically, in clear water, they don't work as well. But, you know, in our tannic-colored water and everywhere that the water's kind of tannic or kind of stained looking, you know, they're going to work better. But the thing is that inline, we don't sell them in any stores because I can't keep up with them, number one. Number two, I made them too tough, so you don't really lose them. And the only way you're gonna break one, or lose one or mess one up is if you break off on a fish, or you get snagged and you break it off and don't try to retrieve it, or there's no possible way you can retrieve it. Other than that, obviously a lot of times when you're throwing spinnerbaits, you're throwing around structure, may it be an oyster bar, may it be mangroves that are hung, you know, that tie, and you're trying to get up close to the bushes, you're throwing around the edge of the docks, or basically spinnerbaits a lot of times there's cover and deep in the grass, you know, especially here in North Florida. Long story short, I hate making them, but they work really well. I never knew so many people were going to want them, man. It was like, geez, you know, I don't even sell them to the stores. I can't, it's just, they're a good bait for North Florida, you know, Fernandina and up and a little bit south of here, once you get below Matanzas, Palm Coast, when the water starts cleaning up, they don't really work out as well. They're not as effective, let's say, but they still work, but. You know, I've used inline spinnerbaits all over. Inline is probably our best one. R-Bend is definitely, you know, with the blade, kind of like a similar to a Redfish Magic, that's an R-Bend spinnerbait. That's basically better out west and in really darker type water. Inline better for clean water or better for tannic water, but more grass, more weedless, you know, it all depends. Some people don't like it, some people like it, blah, blah, blah. Once again, I'm babbling. But,
no worries. It's cool. You know. And if anybody who may be living underneath a rock has never heard of Slayer Ink Lures before. If they want to check out your products, man, they can go to your website, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we actually, go to www.slayerink.com. We actually have three new color SSTs coming out. One that you and Alan have been using, the trout one, you know.
Yeah.
And it's actually called Tricky Trout. That's what a good friend of ours named it the other night. I could never come up with a good name for it, but we have those. We haven't, you know, you guys pretty much got them. I guess you had some of them. I gave you, you know, a bunch of them for the boondoggle. The only difference between the ones, the boondoggle that you gave out and the other ones are, you saw them when you were here, the newer ones, we put a little bit more real fine holographic dust in the belly. So in the sunlight, it gives off that purpley violet, you know, you that a trout gives off when once it first comes out of the water, you know, you pull it out and you see that kind of holographic-y But it was really hard to make that bait. We tried for a long time. But the ones you got in the Boondoggle were a little bit lighter than the ones that we actually have and have that we've had them. We just have not, we haven't sold them to stores or anything yet. We've had them for a while. But then we got the one Stinky Pink, and everybody's laughing about that. But that's basically a kind of a hot pink. You guys are funny. Hey, that's basically a hot pink with a little bit of what's called black 035. That's the size of the flakes and some holographic sliver flake in there. It's basically what the same formula that we use for the same formula that we use for the clear holographic or the ghost shrimp, but this is going to have that pink. So the only holographic flake or the black flake that you will see will be what's close to the outside of the bait. It's not going to be, you know, kind of translucent to where you can see through the bait. So that's it. Everybody's been wanting that, and we've been getting a lot of requests for it, but people don't understand. Yeah, I post up pictures of that stuff on our Facebook page, and I post pictures of it, but a lot of times those are one-offs that we've shot to test and use and see what feedback we get, you know, because you can't, I mean, we have 35 colors as it is. We're going to get up close to 40. I mean, it becomes a, you know, you know, it's just basically, long story short is, you post them up, everybody wants to know when they're coming out. We got a schedule to run them because we have to run so many baits at a time. So it's just nothing ever happens quick, like I said. But then the other one is the name that we haven't really decided on, per se. That's a really good bait. I mean, it's an all-around good trout, red, snook. We've been smoking the fish on them from Charlotte Harbor to Venice to Upper Tampa Bay, Louisiana, Jacksonville, Lagoon area, the Indian River Lagoon, all over the place. This bait works great. And that was a controversial name, but I'm not even going to say that because it kind of got weird. So, whatever. We're going to come out. I don't know. We haven't decided what the name is yet, but that bait is actually the Stinky Pink, and that bait is being shot this week. So by the time we get them, probably be a week or so, and then, you know, we got to put them up on the site. Daleen has to put them up on the site, and then do ASL.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you. What you got, Alan?
I was just going to say that the pink color, the Stinky Pink, that's I'm waiting on that one. I got a feeling that's going to be a killer color for down here with the water and stuff like that, trout, redfish, all that. So eagerly anticipating that release.
I'll let you know. The day we get them, I'll post them up for
cool.
Sure.
Very cool.
Awesome, man. Well,
hey,
I appreciate
before you,
it, Chris.
Before we hang up, thanks for having me. I appreciate you listening to me babble. And like I said, once again, thanks for all your support. And we really appreciate it. It means a lot. And thank you. I just can't thank you guys enough. I really appreciate it.
You're my boy,
we
Blue.
Really,
it's cool.
It's not we. But go ahead.
Well, we know who the better half is in that relationship. It's cool.
Yes, definitely. I'm the lesser half, for sure.
it's cool, man. Once again, it's www.slayerinc.com, and if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns about anything that Chris has got going on, feel free to get a hold of any of us, Alan, myself, or Pepe. We pretty much know just about everything that's going on in the world of Slayer Inc., and if not, I'm sure you can get a hold of Chris on Facebook. Don't forget about the photo competition you just heard about. I mean, who wouldn't want a free TFO rod and Shimano CI4 reel just for posting a picture and getting a bunch of likes? It's pretty awesome.
Yep. And I've got a picture on there for everybody listening to go like it.
Yeah, so I will too by the end of the evening. And if Alan beats me, he's fired from the show. Kidding, of course. All right, Chris, man. Listen, I appreciate it, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks. I appreciate you letting me come on. You guys take care.
Later, bro.
You too, Chris. Thanks, man.
That's awesome. Chris is a good dude. I just got a text message from our good friend there, Alan, Mr. Jameson.
Cool.
And Jameson went out of Pensacola today and caught himself a fine wahoo out of his Jackson kayak.
Did he really? Wow.
Yes, he did. And he's got an awesome picture. Whoever took this picture of him with his fish is did a great job, man. It's all lit up, still got his stripes, so very cool. Congratulations to Jameson and Pepe's friend, my bad. Whatever, he's everybody's friend. That's awesome, man. That's cool. And I don't know, you know, normally whenever you see pictures of Jameson nowadays, you see pictures of Drew, like, right there with him. And Jameson has the fish. He's holding the fish by underneath the gills and by the tail. And his fist and tail is covering what looks like Drew's head. But that's cool. It's a great shot, man. I mean, it is a killer shot. I see he's got a GoPro over his shoulder. Hopefully you got some cool footage. So congratulations to Jameson for getting a wahoo out of his kayak, man. It's on my bucket list for sure.
Yeah, he's been all over lately. That guy's, you know, he's doing the stuff. Got out of the line of work he was doing and took a chance. And I gotta give him credit, man. He's living the dream. He's been California. He's all over the place, man. He's getting out there and doing good. So good for him.
Absolutely. And let's see, real quick, I want to get to something before I announce the winner of the KBB Big Fish Challenge, which turned out not to be such a big fish challenge. But still, nonetheless, we do have a winner, so that's awesome. I received in the mail the other day a brand new reel from Pure Fishing, Mitchell to be exact, a brand new redesigned Mitchell 300 Pro. Some of you guys got to see that reel yesterday. I showed it to Randy English and Steve McInerney today. It's a cool little reel. I was actually wrong when I quoted the price of the reel. Apparently, any of the Mitchell 300 Pro reels will have an MSRP of $69.95. So it'll be a $70 reel.
Can't beat that.
No. This reel sports 10 ball bearings with instant anti-reverse. It's got a 5.8:1 gear ratio. That's the Pro, the 300 Pro. The 308 Pro has the same gear ratio, 5.8:1. The 310 Pro has a 5.2:1 gear ratio. The 300 Pro, which is the one that I've got in my possession, I've been playing with, holds 180 yards of 12-pound monofilament, or 210 yards of 14-pound braid, or 300 yards of 10-pound braid, which is what I put on the reel when I got it. In that same box, I was also given a spool of brand new Spiderwire Stealth Glow Viz Braid. It's kind of an interesting color. It says that it glows in the sunlight, so you can see it a little bit easier, but it's got the very low visibility in the water that people tend to look for nowadays in their braid. They sent me 10-pound. They sent me a spool of 10-pound braid. I think I've got the low vis green underwater color. I think is what they sent me. But anyway, I spooled that up on the brand new Mitchell 300 Pro. I just threw it on one of the rods I built and used it during the tournament. I didn't catch my redfish on that particular rod, but I did catch. I caught two tarpon and a snook on that reel, and it felt really, really nice. I don't know if it's saltwater reel, freshwater reel, whatever. I'll get more details on it when I get back from iCast, I'm sure. Definitely a reel that I will stock at KBB Outfitters. It's definitely something in that price point range that feels really nice. So we'll check it out. But I don't know. Some of you guys may have seen the pictures I put up of it when I first got it, so I'm kind of excited about it. It's a nice little reel. Oh, and for a $70 reel, it's got a direct drive, which is kind of crazy because normally – in a reel that inexpensive, you have to tighten the side knob to get the handle to tighten down. This one screws right into the actual body of the reel, which is really nice. I like that feature. It gives you less slop in the handle. So that's cool. Looking forward to that over there at iCast. Also, too, in the same day, it was like Christmas at the Levi house, I received a brand new Ugly Stick rod and Shakespeare reel combo. Good looking reel. It's an inexpensive combo, I think. The new GLX2, I think is what they're calling it, or GX2. I think it's GX2, Generation X2 or something like that. But anyhow, it was a good looking little combo. I haven't done nothing with it yet, to be honest with you, but when I get back home, I'll probably take some time to play with that. We got the pen rod in the raffle deal over there at the deal, but whatever. What was gonna get? What was gonna get to, man?
The ABB Big Fish prizes.
Ah, Yes.
Jameson's, just so you know, Jameson's on the line, too. He wanted to just give a, if there's time, give a quick recap of the college fishing.
Absolutely.
College fishing. Okay. He's on
Jameson.
Hold. Hey, man, what's going on?
First of all, listen, I know the college bass fishing thing is big for you. The heck with that right now. You caught a wahoo out of your kayak today, my man. That is awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome, man. Yeah, that's what I was doing.
So you'll see. Push that button. What'd you get him on?
Yeah, it was. We were trolling some cigar minnows. I think that one was on the actual a frozen cigar minnow.
Nice. Were you trying to target wahoo, or were you fishing for kingfish?
No, we were just trolling, you know, anything that would hit. We were kind of catching kingfish, you know, off chance. In the back of your head, you're always thinking maybe a sail, maybe a wahoo, something like that, but nobody ever really expected it, you know.
That's awesome. Did you get him on a conventional rod or on a spinner?
Spinner, I got him, you were talking about 10 earlier, and ugly stick. I actually got him on an ugly stick, inshore, medium heavy, 7'6", and a pin battle 5,000.
Shut
wow.
up.
Wow.
You were screaming, Jack.
This is a serious question because I'm curious. How was the reel after that? Did it feel fine?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, I mean, we pretty much paddled in after that, get it on ice. So I didn't do a whole lot of fishing after that. So
you had to put
I really
the reel
don't
on
know
ice?
How, yeah, I think it might have needed it.
That's awesome, man.
But yeah, it held up well. I mean, I
really, like, seemed to be any different, you know, even all the way up to the end of the fight. You know, it really did well fighting fish, so no complaints.
Good deal.
What was the overall length on it, Jameson?
I don't know. You guys measure wahoo to the fork or to the tip of the tail?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, 54 to the tip of the tail.
Nice.
The length.
Wow.
Nice. Very cool. That's good eating, man. I'm really hoping you didn't freeze that.
No, heck no, dude. It's in the cooler. I'm going to make some ceviche out of it, probably.
Yeah,
it
there we
on the
go.
Grill. Big green egg or something like that.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Well, tell us about the college bass fishing, dude. What went down?
Well, this is actually the saltwater series. So the bass series hasn't happened yet. It'll be in a few months. We're working out the details there. But, yeah, this was the first year, like I said on the show the other night. And, we had 8 teams that actually showed up out of 12 that we've had throughout the year, so that was a pretty good turnout. We were glad, you know, happy to see that. And LSU did really well. They took first place as a team. Then Lamar University took second and third place. So that was really, really awesome. They swept the floor. They had 2 teams. You know, we allow, like, teams of 3, so each college can really, as many teams as they want, you know. They can just get a team together and come compete. I think LSU actually had 3 teams at the event. So, but it was a good showing, and everybody was talking about not catching fish, you know, during practice. And we got a little worried that, you know, nobody's going to bring anything in. But no team goose egged, and you know, it took us quite a while to actually go through all the fish to see who won. So everybody had a great time and had some great sponsors there. Sperry was our headline sponsor, and you know. They did a great job with some scholarship money and some shoes and, you know, some different things. And Jackson Kayak, of course, donated 3 cruises for the top team. And, you know, Hook One really, really chipped in. You know, everything Kayak held the show. I mean, there's so many people, you know, that really just chipped in and made the event really awesome for the kids. I mean, you know, they're paddling around, you know, huge kayaks and older boats, and now, you know, just to have something like that come and really be able to compete and win some prizes is really awesome.
Very good, man. That's good karma for you and for Drew and the rest of the guys who are involved in that.
Yeah, it was great, man. Drew, and I think Drew's trying to call in right now. We're actually driving back to Pensacola. So we're just hanging out, thought we'd call in, and give you an update on college kayak fishing. And, of course, you know, never hurts to let everybody know I caught a wahoo today.
Yeah, hey, man, that's awesome, bro. That's definitely on the bucket list for me for kayaks. I've caught plenty of them out of a boat, but I've never caught one out of the kayak, and it's something I definitely want to do. And it seems like lately Pensacola's been kind of a hotbed for it, so that's awesome.
Yeah, I think somebody caught one there last weekend, maybe on down in Navarre, which is, you know, really close there. But yeah, we weren't very far off the beach, so it's not hard to do, man.
Yeah, apparently. Hopefully, he said apparently. hopefully, coming to Boondoggle, there'll be some fish left for us.
Yeah, with Josh over there, the guy that helped us go out today, I think his last name's Henson, I can't remember now, but he's on the Jackson team, and Brooks is giving me the shake. It is Josh Henson. He really knows what he's doing. He said September, October was just when they start seeing mahi come inshore and dolphin and, well, obviously dolphin, that's the same thing, but mahi and sailfish and maybe some more wahoo or something. So should be a good time of year for it.
Very cool. It's fun. It's like your entire truckload is on the line right now. Like,
yeah, they're Drew and Brooks are on there too. I put them on hold. I didn't know if you want to bring them all on the same time.
You know what, dude? We've got some time to fill. We got 43 minutes to fill if we want to. So yeah, why not? Cool. Listen, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny that you guys all called in, because I was just talking to Alan the other day, and I was like, you know what? Leading up to ICAST, it would be really cool to get somebody from Jackson on the line, somebody from Hobie on the line, and kind of see what's going on and what's going to be at the show or whatever. I'm expecting to see you and Drew both over at ICAST, right? Is Brooks going to make the trip too?
Yep, better believe it.
Nice. We'll be getting – cool. Never mind. Okay. I was going to say we'll be getting crazy with it, but we'll leave that part of it out of the conversation, because it is a family show here. So anyway, listen, real quick, besides the congratulations on all the cool stuff going on with the college saltwater series and all that stuff, what's going on new and exciting over at Jackson? We'll throw that question to Drew.
All right. Well, first of all, what's up, guys? Glad to be on the show. Just so you know, I've talked to you about this before, Chuck, but on Monday night, Brooks and I played in a soccer league. I've wanted to be on the show for so long, dude. Finally, soccer season is over. And in the last game, I hurt my knee, so I'm taking summer off. On Monday night, so hopefully I can be on more than this just right now. But anyway, as far as Jackson Kayak goes, you know, what were you asking again? What's new? Is that what you said? What's new and up and coming with Jackson?
Well, what's going to be? I mean, can you let out any kind of an idea of what is going to be the big deal at ICAST for you guys this year?
Yeah, I guess I could share our pat answer of we're always working on new projects, folks. but I'm serious. There's some cool stuff coming out. You know, it's no secret that there are several manufacturers now that are really stepping up their game. And, of course, you know, everyone out there, all the kayak anglers are really the ones that benefit, you know. And we're trying to always innovate and continue to be one of the brands, hopefully, on the leading side of that innovation. So got some new things coming out that I think have some cool new, you know, kayak fishing first as far as on boat. So, you know, we'll see what the public thinks. But I think we got a couple pretty cool new products, so you guys will be excited to check them out.
Hey, Alan, how about it, brother?
Gosh, I mean, I could go on and on and on. What were some of the things? I've stumped myself now. As far as
don't get nervous because your teammates are on the line now.
You know what? That's what it is. I'm like floored right now. I got all of them on there.
Dude,
no,
it's we're around the campfire.
Seriously,
it's Boondoggle right now.
Yeah,
we're around the campfire.
You know,
it's chilling.
Oh. I'll throw this out there because I've been asked this question twice. One at the Kayaks by Bo demo day a few weekends ago, which we had the Cuda out there, we had the big tuna, you know, both of which got a lot of interest. A lot of the families that were out there, you know, the wives and husbands with kids and stuff, really, you know, kind of were drawn to the big tuna as far as, you know, the family boat aspect and stuff like that. But
we sold two from that event,
cool.
By the way.
Really? Cool. Yeah, I know the one guy was there with his wife and kids, and man, they wouldn't get out of that boat. They were taking turns. The husband paddled and the wife paddled. The kids got on it. I mean, they loved it. I figured that was going to be the boat for them. So good deal. But a couple people asked me at the demo day, and then I think somebody asked me at the IFA as well if Jackson was ever contemplating coming out with anything in the pedal drive market.
Yeah, you know, I get that question a lot. You know, it's one of those things that, that obviously it's popular. People, you know, do like to pedal. And obviously Hobie is, you know, killing it with their technology in that area. But I really can't comment too much on, you know, if Jackson ever would or if he wouldn't or whatever. But it's certainly something any manufacturer out there that's, you know, looking to, you know, sell packs has got to investigate and look into, you know, really heavily, because obviously it's a very good system, for, especially for, you know, certain situations. So kudos to the Hobie system right now, and Native one's doing well too. So.
That was a very good political answer there, Drew.
that's why Jamison and Brooks just turned to me and they looked at me like, "You take that, dude."
Yeah, that's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. What was I going to say? So, I mean, how's the Kilroy been for you guys? I know that was a pretty highly anticipated boat to come out. You know, I haven't laid eyes on one besides the prototype that I saw a little while ago. But how's that been for you guys?
Yeah, well, you know what? Brooks has actually spent a good bit of time in the Kilroy and has one on order. And you know, I might throw that to him if he'll give some insight on that.
Yeah, what's going on? Brooks, man, tell me about it, man.
Yeah, man, it's a great boat. It paddles super smooth, cuts through the water, great stability. You know, as our first sit inside fishing machine, it doesn't really feel claustrophobic like, you know, a normal sit inside. So it's pretty sweet. I think Damon was actually up at the Pinnacle this past weekend fly tournament up in Vermont or on Champlain. And I think he fished out of it, and they did well. He caught some good smallmouth. Seems to be doing really well with the fly fish guys. Seem to be liking that a good bit. But, yeah, I'm excited to get mine. We're actually down on the river in Florida where Drew got attacked by the goose when I was on it, and that's when the old owl down on me. So, it's definitely a fun boat. I'm looking forward to spending some more time in it for sure.
So if you're trying to track waterfowl, apparently if you're trying to track waterfowl and you want to hunt, I think Brooks is saying to kill a boat for hunting too, for waterfowl.
Right on. Took the words right out of my mouth.
Drew, is there that? Yeah, the superficial. I know you. We got to see it up there at the Jack's Classic with the platform you built for it. Is that was that something? I know you were talking to me about. Is that something? I know. I assume you had somebody custom build that for you. But anything kind of lined up to add that as an accessory, or anybody going to maybe start fabricating that, you know, available for that boat or any other boats or anything, or is that just?
And that's kind of, I think I could say that. You know, you guys want some new, first, fresh information. You know, it's something we're definitely looking into because it was such a hit. At least for me, it was. Obviously, mine's a little bit higher than I think most people would want one, just because, you know, I'm, you know, vertically challenged at 5'8", right? Which is awesome for kayak fishing, so I'm not complaining. But I can stand up on that platform, and I think others would enjoy something like that. So we're certainly looking into seeing if we can't pull that off for all you guys out there that own a superficial or are looking to buy one. And one thing that really helped me do is in the Keys or anywhere that's clear water, obviously, you can just get so much higher. And obviously, there's a reason why there's platform on, you know, skiffs, right? The super advantage. So when I was up there in the Keys last, my one goal was to catch a permit on the top of that platform, and as far as I know, I caught one that was down there off that platform, and maybe someone out there listening knows differently, but as far as I know, it was kind of cool, because I think it was a first ever on a paddleboard, a permit, and I'm not sure many actual permanent kayak. So it's pretty cool to catch it on a paddleboard and also off of a pulling platform that we've kind of fabricated for it. And it works great. So anyway, definitely check that out if you haven't seen it.
Cool. Yeah, I know. When I was looking at it there, it just like, especially for the application down here, like where we're at, you know, we're almost, I wouldn't say strictly flats fishing, but a lot of what we do, a lot of sight fishing. I know my biggest thing I like to do is, I mean, I'll, you know, get to where I'm going to fish, you know, paddling. And then as soon as I get there, you know, pretty much the rest of the day I'm pulling. And, you know, the great thing about the jacks is, of course, is the balance where you can, you know, the stability of them where you can stand and fish all day long. And it's great. So, you know, anything like the pulling platform you had on the superficial or something, I even thought about maybe kind of toying with a little bit of something to put on my tuna just to get a higher, you know, which has already got a great vantage point as it is. But, you know, something to, you know, fabricate something like that to be.
I remember this previous Jackson team member who had an orca strapped across a big tuna at one time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember seeing
that. Man, it's just faint memory in my mind, but I remember this guy. He seemed pretty cool.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. That guy was a pretty cool cat. I've seen some pictures of that. It was kind of cool.
Yeah,
I think he had a beard. If I remember, it was a beard. And that, his name was like, what was it, Jameson Redding?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, that is what he caught he caught that wahoo today in a big tuna. It was pretty cool. How he was able to use that live bait well in there, and even though he did catch that one on the frozen one, but anyway, it was pretty cool.
Awesome. Well, listen, what's new and exciting for you guys besides iCast? You guys got anything going on prior to?
Picturing, well, that's our next big trip, but we will actually have a cool little side trip out there. We're going to fish below Hoover Dam, and we're possibly going to catch striped bass, the trout. I believe that's the Colorado River, isn't that right? And it's the Grand Canyon, right? Start of it. So
yeah.
That's going to be pretty epic over there. Crystal clear water, 30 feet deep. You look up, and it's hundreds of feet, you know, high canyon. So that could be pretty cool, man. So look for some pictures about that possibly in a week and a half.
Very cool. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys at iCast and spend a little bit of time with you on and off the show floor there.
I know, man.
Yeah, man.
Definitely.
You too, Chuck. What day are you getting out there, Chuck?
I am flying out Tuesday morning, so I'll be there sometime early Tuesday afternoon.
All right, well, you remember what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and we'll keep it like that.
All right, man. Yeah, no worries. That's cool.
All right, guys.
All right, listen, you guys drive safe, man. We appreciate the phone call, and we'll have to get you back on the line again sometime soon. Maybe right after iCast, we'll talk about whatever I saw there at the show.
All right. Sounds good.
Excellent. All right, guys. Take it easy. Drive safe. See ya.
All right. Later, guys.
So for everybody listening at home, that was Jameson, Drew Gregory, and Brooks Betty, all from Jackson Kayaks. A great group of guys, man. They got something really cool going on. And they're just basically traveling around the entire country and fishing and filming it. So
I got overwhelmed there for a second, so I'm good now.
You got a little like shell shocked on me, man. You got a little
You know what? I didn't know what to say. I forgot where I was.
Those are your
that
people.
Cool. Yeah, I know. That was it. I'm in trouble for the pedal drive comment.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see about that. Oh, man. I didn't see Native on the list of people to be out there at iCast, and I was kind of bummed about that. I hope that Woody and them would show up to iCast and show off anything new they got going on. But either way, I know New Canoe is going to be there. Diablo is going to be there as always. Of course, Hobie will have a strong presence there. Jackson's going to be there, as we just heard. So the kayaking community will be well represented at iCast this year. So I'm looking forward to it.
Wish I could.
That would be. Well, I invited you. I could have got you a pass.
I know. I know you did. I know you did. It's not a done deal yet. We'll see. I'm trying to be good.
No, it's. I was gonna say it's pretty much a done deal because we're like next week. You got to get out there. So if you want to, dude, seriously, if you want to go, you better check with the better half and let me know.
Yeah, all right. I'll bring it up one more time.
Yeah, bring it up one more time. See if you can get a pass, man. If you can get a pass, I'm telling you, we'll get you in one way or another. And I'm telling you, it will be an adventure for you not to miss, man. ICAST is a lot of fun. It's like a big kids candy store for some. For those of us that have been there a number of times, it is what it is. I mean, it's a trade show. It's always cool to see. I've never been to one in Vegas, and I heard they're much bigger in Vegas. And I'm excited about that. So,
cool.
But
yeah, I got one more caller. You got time for it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Yeah, screen it. So, folks, real quick, as we said earlier on in the show, I want to bring this back up again because it's very important. We need to help and support our good friend Charlie Polachek with his medical bill fund. He was the victim of an attack, and he's been badly injured in that attack. And so if you want to donate towards Charlie's recovery efforts, please do so. Again, that website is www.giveforward.com. Somebody please put that link up in the chat room. That would be great. And I think that's anybody got that link. I appreciate that. Awesome. No, don't worry about it. So we got that. And then, what else we got coming up? Oh, shoot, dude, I almost totally forgot. I got to butt dial. Okay, it's just listening. To
school. I heard talking, but there wasn't nobody there.
Yeah, no worries. All right, so I don't have a drum roll button, but we'll go ahead and just do this. So the winner, not winners, the winner of the Kayaks by Bow Big Fish Challenge or Big Fish Bounty, I'm sorry. This individual wins both the redfish and the trout division. That will get him a very, very nice custom hand-carved trout charm from, should you call them charm? Pennant from our good friends over there. Your boy, Alan.
Oh, Steve Bowman.
Steve Bowman came through with a beautiful hand-carved redfish and a beautiful hand-carved trout necklace. So you'll receive both of these. You'll also receive a Tailing Toads gift pack with both a redfish set of gloves and a redfish sun protector, what do they call it? Sunshade.
Yeah. Sunshade. There you go.
Yep. That too. And you'll also get a trout one as well. Including also in that prize pack, you'll receive a $25 gift card to Kayaks by Bow. And the winner of said little tournament was Mr. Michael Welsh, who is a member of Space Coast Kayak Anglers. So thank you very much for everybody who got in on that. A check will be written and sent to Heroes on the Water to try and help benefit those who have served us. As some of you may know, we have a pretty good local chapter that's starting to pop up. Some of our good friends that are there in the chat room have helped us out. Mr. Wade Hollowell, and what's his real name? Cletus?
Calvin.
I said Cletus. Calvin is a great guy. He's done a good job and whatever. So, and along with Vicky Saley and a bunch of other folks. So, Mike Kinnean as well. Let's see, hang on, stand by. I forgot what the redfish was. I think the redfish was like 25 or 26 inches, and the trout was 21 3/4. So kudos to him. That's awesome. And cool. What else, man? Anything? We're well past our hour mark, but appreciate everybody staying on board. Dude, we got still got 26 people in the chat room. Guests, listen, there's a lot of guests in the chat room tonight.
A whole lot of guests. Yep.
You guys can log in to the chat room by way of Facebook. And what you do is when you're looking at the chat room, at the bottom it says log in. You hit that. It should pop up a little icon that has a little Facebook emblem. Click on that. And as long as your Facebook page is open in another browser, it'll automatically log you in so you can get involved in all of the discussion there in the chat room and everything else like that. And please do us a favor. Give us a call. Feel free to call us at any time during the show. 714-816-4727 is our call-in number. We're going to try and do or get a few more calls from around the state. I talked to Brian Neal over at the IFA event, and he says he's going to be giving us a shout from time to time with some fishing reports out of the South Florida area there. As you know, the guy is the king of the blackfin tunas out of a kayak. And who else? I think we talked to somebody else over on the West Coast. I want to try and get with Brad from Sunjammers and see if we can't get him to give us a shout every now and again and kind of let us know what's going on over there. Maybe we can get Chip or somebody over there to hook that up. And then also, too, Randy English. That guy's nuts.
I saw it.
Yeah. Over in the Panhandle area, as we were talking about earlier, in Panama City, our good friends Scuba Stan and Snake Girl, Stan and Holly Jones, they just relocated from Charleston, South Carolina to Panama City Beach. So super excited about that. Going to be trying to make some trips over there and do some fishing with them, but I'd love to get some calls in from the newfound Floridians. And but yeah, give us a call. Anytime during any of the shows, give us a fishing report, and we'll get you out a little prize pack from one of our great sponsors, and we'll make this thing fun, you know. Tonight was a great night of calls, man. I mean, I don't think I've had that many callers in a long time.
Yeah, we had, what, 7, I think, at one time?
Yeah, like there's like
playing and all that.
Yeah, like 7 or 8 people in at one time, probably for the entire night. We had about 10 people on the phone lines there. Appreciate everybody calling in. Rob DeVore, of course, and the big fly reel, Mr. Greg Becker, giving us a call, a man with a golden voice there. And just about everybody calls in, man, gave really good information. Thanks for Chris Sensi calling in, taking some time out of his production line tonight to tell us what's going on new and exciting with Slayer Inc. And if you didn't hear it, if you logged in late or whatever, do not forget, if you want to try and win a brand new TFO rod and a brand new 3000 Stratic CI4, all you have to do is put up a really good picture of you with a fish with a Slayer Inc. lure hanging out of its face and in a Slayer Inc. jig head or a weedless hook, regardless. And get the most likes, you will receive said combo valued at, you know, close to $400, if not a little bit more. So that's pretty awesome. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say I've got that exact combo, and it's balanced very well. Light as a feather. The TFO rods are great, and of course, you know, you've got them, those Shimano CI4s, they're awesome. They're bulletproof, light, so that's a great contest.
Yeah, absolutely, and all it takes is getting a bunch of likes, so that's cool. And then what else?
Redfish tournament, November.
Oh, get after it.
Cars. Yep. Cars, November 9th, Saturday, November 9th, the Cars Park Fall Redfish Classic Tournament. I think we're up to, I got about 50 people that have confirmed the at least the Facebook invites. Tons of sponsors lined up. We got some really big sponsors going to be donating some stuff for door prizes, you know, first, second, third place, whatever we go down to. Cash payouts again, talking about doing food this time, possibly getting some food catered in for the weigh-in, you know, post-weigh-in activities. I know a lot of people last time we questioned food, so we're working on food. Got some other things lined up I'm not going to throw out there yet. I want to make sure they're going to happen first. But looking like we're going to do some big stuff for that tournament, so it's looking good. Camping, of course.
Very cool, and I think Pepe and I are actually going to fish this one instead of sitting
down. He was saying he was, and man, I might I probably won't, but it's hard to pass up that red fishing at Cars. I know you know, and Pepe especially, he's caught some beasts out of there, so some big fish.
Yeah, man. Very cool. So if anybody has any more questions about the Cars Park Redfish Tournament, please pass around that information to anybody that you can on your social media networks. And if you have any questions, get a hold of Alan Ryland, and he'll dial you in. Thank you so much for all the callers, man. It was so cool. And everyone there in the chat room makes what we do worth it for sure. And let's get some freshwater calls in here. How about that? I'll tell you what, next Monday night, we're going to have quite a bit to get to because I'm going to try and do like a pre-ICAST rundown. As you heard, I'll be leaving on Tuesday to fly out to Vegas. So let's try and get some of these freshwater calls to come in. I know Tammy there in the chat room, she's all about the low sodium. And, whoever else likes to fish the low sodium, if Bridget's out there, I think she likes to fish the low sodium as well. Feel free to give us a shout. Give us some of those reports. That would be greatly appreciated, because regardless if you live in Florida or if you live outside of the state, I'm cool with it. Call me. Ah, awesome. I almost forgot to tell you. So I'm in Kayaks by Bow the other day, and Tom and Lynn have a friend come in, and the guy is from Scotland, and he listens to the show religiously in Scotland. That is awesome.
Wow.
That was crazy, man. Yeah, that was crazy. He goes, I listen to the show all the time. I'm like, really? In Scotland? He's like, yeah. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
get him to call in.
Yeah, really. It'll be interesting. I got some of my friends in town from England. Well, one of my friends in town from England. He's back again. Hopefully I'm going to do some fishing with him. Alan, you going to get out and do some fishing this week?
Yeah, you know what? I got a 4-day weekend coming up. I've got daddy duty Thursday. My wife's got to work the holiday, but I'm actually contemplating doing some redemption fishing on Friday. So make up for the weekend. Tough weekend for me, but yeah, I'll probably get out Friday. I think we got plans Saturday. Not sure on Sunday yet. Got a couple people hitting me up about some stuff, but I'm going to go.
Very cool. I'm going to try and get out on Wednesday if I can, and I have one mission and one mission only, and that's to go catch tarpon and snook. So I will be blazing a trail from location X to go up and see if we can't find some more tarpon and snook to play with GoPro cameras a-rolling. Our good friend Randy English, who's there in the chat room tonight, showed me a video of a location in the lagoon. That's what do you call it? C-14 classified. That is pretty awesome, man. Black drum, red fish, just all kinds of stuff, and it's not a spot that the power boaters can get to. G-14 classified, whatever. I was close enough. There it is. But anyhow, super cool looking location. We were checking it out on Google Earth, and he says he's been fishing it for years, and there's always fish there. So I don't know. Maybe at some point this weekend I might try and roll out to that. Leaving the family behind for almost a full week. I don't know how much fishing I'll be able to do this weekend. I think I may take the wife and the kids, or take the wife and Trey to the island in the river to kind of hang out. But if you're going to get out there, listen, if I could have a word of advice for anybody, and I really probably shouldn't be the one to do this after my showing this past weekend, we should have Wade call in and do it. But if I were going to be out looking for some fish, I'd probably take a peek around any floating grass, see if you can find some fish cruising around the edges of floating grass. There was plenty of them in the NMZ and in the North River. I heard some guys find some over in the west side of the east side of the Indian River as well, up by Holliver, out in the lagoon. look for some fish. Cruising nice and slow, belly crawling, if you will. Throw something stinky at them. I would have given my left leg to have a mullet head or a dead stinky shrimp the other day. There was just so many fish everywhere. And I'll tell you what, it was it should turn out to be a pretty awesome summertime for us, because the water in not only the No Motor Zone, but the water in the Indian River south of 50 was really, really clear this past weekend. I mean, stupid clear. Was it not, Alan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, and the grass. I mean, that's the one thing I was seeing, too, is the I don't think I've seen that much grass in the No Motor Zone probably over a year, I think. So, and I'm hearing people seeing the water up around some of the spots that was pretty bad for the brown algae is actually clearing up a little bit. I mean, you know, I haven't been up there. Some other people may say otherwise, but I don't know. It's maybe we'll get through this one quicker than last year, hopefully.
Cool. We got Greg there in chat room, says the Pineda will produce you some nice reds right now. Yeah, it's going to be good, man. All up and down the Space Coast area as the mullet keep moving. It's getting really good. I'll tell you what, I got a really, really good report on the beach. My buddy Martin, who's from England, was out at Play Linda throwing plugs in the surf, and said that there were tarpon blowing up pogies right off the beach. He said if he had another 30 yards to his cast, he would have hit him in the head. So as soon as we get a break from some wind, hopefully somebody can sneak out there and lay into some big giant tarpon. When they're right there off the beach, they're pretty easy to get to eat, man. They're not very finicky, so that will be awesome. I also heard that the real Jacks, not the fake Jacks, I guess.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we've got a great fishery here, and even though we're dealing with some dirty water in the very north end of the river, the fish are still here. They still got to eat, so get out there, have a good time, take a kid fishing, man. It, to me, that's very important. You get your kids out fishing, they'll stay out of trouble. So, but I'm done, man. I'm talked out, and I know we're probably about to get the voice in our ear with a few minutes left here. Yeah, we got 12 minutes left, but I'm not going to try and fill up that time. We're going to run through our sponsors real quick. Thanks again to everybody who tuned in. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns about the show, feel free to either email me at redfishchuck@hotmail.com. Alan, you want to give out your email address?
Yeah, man. It's aryland3@cfl.rr.com. Email me anytime.
If you have any questions, comments, concerns about the show, anybody you'd like to hear from as a special guest or whatever, anybody within the industry, feel free to shoot us that. Find me on Facebook. Find Alan on Facebook. If you're not a member of Space Coast Kayak Anglers, join us. We're over 325 people strong now. It's a great group of people, very tight-knit, very family-oriented, so feel free to do that. If you have anything that you'd like to hear about while we're out at, that's messed up, while we're out at ICAST, feel free to shoot me a message, and I'll do my best to bring you back a little report on whatever I find out there. I'm going out there not as media. I'm going out there to buy, so I won't be doing a whole lot of media type coverage. But I'm going to be trying to, you know, talk as much as I can to those folks out there. So it'll be good. But thank you very much to Hobie Kayaks, of course, Tackle Webs, Captain Mike Ortego, who's a great friend of mine and like a brother from another mother. The guy makes a great product. Tackle Webs can adhere to any kayak out there on the market. Doesn't matter if you have a frame chair or not. You can put it across the bungees in the back of your boat. You can put them on the bow of your boat. He's got Velcro kits. He can pretty much make you just about anything that you want as well. Bending Branches paddles, Orca coolers, of course. Our good friend Bill Terry from Orca Coolers, thank you so much for hooking us up with the prize packs. One of which was given away tonight. You heard from Chris Sensi of Slayer Inc. Lures. Ego Nets, Eagle Nest Outfitters. I think that's it. Kayaks by Bo, of course, and KBB Outfitters, soon to be opening in the next month or so, or eventually. we'll get it open probably in the next month or so. And, of course, as always, please do me a favor and shop local. to wherever you live. Try and stay off the internet as best you can. It's really important that we support our local retailers, including Richard down there at Harry Goods Outdoor Shop, who's a great friend of the show, great friend of a bunch of ours, Space Coast Kayak Anglers as well, and he does a lot for the Boondoggle. Before I get to you, Alan, real quick, sorry. The Boondoggle, it's going to be at Big Lagoon State Park in Perdido Key, Florida, which is the very, very northern corner of Florida, basically. You're about 20 minutes from Alabama. It's filled up pretty much full, I think, now. I don't think there's hardly any spots left. If you still want to try and go...
No, it's booked.
It's booked?
I heard it was booked, yeah, I believe.
All right, well, if you still want to try and get in and get into the park or whatever, I would ask around on Facebook and see who all still got a spot on their site. Maybe you can shack up on somebody's site for the night or for the weekend or whatever, split costs or whatever like that. But if you have not been to a Boondoggle, this is one that you will not want to miss. The last Boondoggle that we put on in Cars Park was awesome. We had over 300 people there. This one, we've already got well over 400 people registered. So this thing is going to be nuts. And with the local knowledge that'll be on hand to help everybody catch fish, man, it should be pretty interesting. So definitely get your Boondoggle on here coming up shortly. So Alan, roll with it, man.
Yeah, Jackson Kayaks by Bow, Red Zone Apparel, TFO, Bending Branches, and Slayer Inc.
Excellent. Fantastic. And once again, thank you guys so much for listening to the show. We do this for you and for you only, really. And again, please feel free to give us any comments, concerns, or questions. Your criticism is accepted either way, good or bad. So is that it? You got anything else, Alan?
I don't. I'm done, man. Talked out. Great show.
Great show, man. Thank you very much, as always. And everybody take it easy. God bless. And take your kid fishing. Trey and Logan, get to sleep, man. Daddy's exhausted. See ya.
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Is it a tournament? No, it's not a freaking tournament. A boondoggle's just an event where a bunch of kayak anglers come together for a weekend of fun and kayak fishing. We all get together and fish, check out industry-related products, have a big dinner, and swap a fishing story or two. What's that? Sounds like a useless waste of time? Yeah, it is. So what? So get your butt up off the couch and get to a boondoggle. Bring yourself. Bring your family. Heck, bring your hairy-ass brother-in-law. I don't care. Just get to a boondoggle. Check out yakangler.com/boondoggle for more information.